It's gonna rock you till you're down on your knees. It's gonna have you begging pretty please. It's gonna rock you like a hurricane. Methamphetamine.
That's the Old Crow Medicine Show. This CD came out not too long ago, but probably if this album had come out maybe a week or so ago, maybe I could have sold whatever little in the way of stocks that I have, because it sort of sounds like they knew what was coming. Anyway, a song for the new depression, perhaps, Methamphetamine, from their new thing called Tennessee Pusher. I didn't really notice, and now on the with the title there, maybe it's there's a lot of drug references on the album. I'll have to go back and read the lyrics. And you know what happens when you don't have quite enough time to delve too deeply into the new stuff. There's so much of it coming out. So there you have it. We began with Matt Bauer from his new thing called The Island Moved in the Storm. As usual, some amazing stuff from him. And we heard He Asks the Figure, Are You the One? Put out on La Société Expeditionnaire. After that, some record I picked up recently with some musicians out of Lowell, Massachusetts, including none other than Bob Coltman, who I played, and a song called Lowell Night. A musician who probably should be way better known, but isn't. As I mentioned earlier, he had a couple of, I think it was three records out on the Minstrel label in the 1970s, and he was a member of Jolly Joe's Jug Band back before that, and recorded even earlier with some in some various permutations for Joe Bussard, who was also a member of the Jolly Joe's Jug Band, and indeed its namesake, but I think Bob Coltman is still around, although I haven't heard anything about where he is nowadays, but that a nice surprise, a nice find. After that, Jolie Holland from her new thing called The Living and the Dead. We heard Fox in Its Hole. Always good to hear some stuff from her. The Incredible Broadside Brass, I think it's Brass Bed Band. I think I may have, or just Brass Band. Now I can't remember. The album is over there someplace, so you'll have to check it out on the playlist when I put that. They did a version, Reverend Gary Davis's Cocaine. More drug references. All righty. Roger Olson, In This Town, from 1985 on Potato Eater. Kind of a strange and not altogether satisfying record, but that was okay, I guess. From the 1970s, Ed Snodderly, from an album that he put out on the Fretless label, an instrumental called $2 Whistle, and then John Pierce, some private label thing, mostly blues, and we heard Jailbird Love Song. That was followed by Polk Miller and his Old South Quartet from the only known version of Pussycat Rag. He recorded very early on some Edison cylinders, and went on to produce just a few more recordings, although he was quite well known in his day. And sort of interestingly enough, a white singer followed, accompanied by a black quartet. I don't know how common that was at the time, but He was quite well known, and even Mark Twain was a big fan. I did not know of this gentleman and his quartet until just this morning. This is a thing on the Tompkins Square label, who's been putting out nothing but good stuff. So check that one out. Polk Miller. Andy Dale Petty. Empty Bottle Blues from a CD on Voodoo Rhythm. Sam Amadon, Fall on My Knees, from an album called All Is Well. And then we did hear something from Jolly Joe's Jug Band, Jolly Jug Blues, which was put out on the Piedmont label. Furry Lewis with one of his most well-known songs, I Will Turn Your Money Green, from a compilation on Yazoo. And then, as I mentioned earlier, the Old Crow Medicine Show, ending things up with some medicine of their own, in this case, methamphetamine, which it sounds like they're not such big fans of. So that's it for me. I will be back next week. The Infidelity Show is next with Fidel. You are tuned to WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope, and on the web at WFMU.org.
I feel so bad, I've got a worried mind. I'm so lonesome all the time. Since I left my baby behind on Blue Bayou. Saving nickels, saving dimes, working till the sun don't shine. Looking forward to happier times on Blue Bayou. I'm going back someday, come what may, to Blue Bayou, where you sleep all day and the catfish play on Blue Bayou. All those fishing boats with their sails afloat, if I could only see that familiar sunrise through sleepy eyes, how happy I'd be. To see my baby again, and to be with some of my friends, maybe I'd be happy then on Blue Bayou. I'm going back someday, gonna stay on Blue Bayou, where the folks are fine. Hurting inside.
Standoff. Capital in ruins. Thousands dead, dead. Thousands dead, dead. Miller had a blank dream way off. Capital in ruins. Thousands dead, dead. Thousands dead, dead. Okay, we split, TV's off. Capital in ruins. Thousands dead, dead. Thousands dead, dead. I know all the things you dream of. Capital in ruins. Thousands dead, dead. Thousands dead, dead. Think of capital in ruins, thousands dead, dead, thousands dead, dead. Get on swinging, babe, hats off. Capital in ruins, thousands dead, dead, thousands dead, dead. That's all, folks.
Good morning. You're listening to WFMU. This is the Infidelity Show. I am Fidel. It is a beautiful morning today. We've started out just stopping and starting. We're off to a rocky start today, I'll admit. But I played a lot of songs, a lot of great songs. And the first one I played was Blue Bayou by Roy Orbison, one of the many songs that David Lynch has made horrifying purely by association with him. And we segued into Night of Joy by The Breeders, which is from their new album, Mountain Battles. I love The Breeders. After that was Shrapnel by Iso Lee from the We Are Monster album. And then No Bunny, a band from Oakland, California, who wears masks on stage, bunny masks. That song was called I Am a Girlfriend. And there's a lot of references in that song to Silence of the Lambs. I don't know if anyone caught that. Ugh, that was pretty gross, too. I'm sorry about that. Then we segued into Mag and the Suspects, a long-lost band that I want to find more from. That song was called Thousands Dead. And after that was Surfing with the Shaw by the Urinals from their album Negative Capability. And then we played Jennifer by Faust from Faust 4. And we just heard Naomi and the Boys and their rendition of As Tears Go By, which is from a compilation that has the unfortunate distinction of being called Girls in the Garage Oriental Special. As you can imagine, it is a compilation of Oriental ladies singing songs. Oriental. It's a terrible name. I hope everyone went to the Wire show on Thursday. The WFMU sponsor as part of their free music series. It was amazing. Times New Viking opened and they were awesome as well. Everyone was so happy. That's what we like. We like happiness. All right. The next song I'm about to play requires some introduction. There are two things that I love in this world: Leslie Gore and commercials. Now, I know what you're saying. Commercials are terrible. I like speeding through them, but I love them. And here's why. When musicians do music for commercials, it's usually totally embarrassing. And this next song is no exception, because Leslie Gore did a song for Coca-Cola called Swingers for Coke, which sounds ridiculous. Here it is, Leslie Gore embarrassing herself by doing Swingers for Coke.
Leslie Gore tells all.
Do you want to know what we did last night? Nothing, just nothing at all. Didn't even go to the picture show. Do you want to know what we did last night? Nothing, just nothing at all. We just sat around. You can drink it all night long and never get tired of its taste. That's all.
Nothing goes better with food, goes better with people, go better with Coke.
So
we're like one foot extra fun in you and everything you do.
I met her in a club down in Old Soho, where they drink champagne and it tastes just like cherry cola. C-O-L-A cola. She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. I asked her her name and in a dark brown voice she said, Lola. Hello.
Oh, Thank you. and you're gone. Can you find yourself?
Can you find yourself?
Hide and seek a rose and you're gone. Can you find yourself?
Can you find
hide and seek a rose in your garden. Can you find yourself?
Can you find yourself?
Hide and seek a rose in your garden. Can you find yourself? Can you?
Bye.
No future indeed. That was great. That album, the song I just played, the album that's from, what is it called? Hybrid Kids 1 and Hybrid Kids 2 by Morgan Fisher. That album has just been played so much on this radio station because it's so amazing. It's Mott the Hoople's keyboardist, and he's doing various, on the label in the station it says spazzy, that this is spazzy. It totally is. It's spazzy covers of popular songs. Fantastic. We played a lot of songs in that last set. I will read them out to you. First, we heard Leslie Gore being silly, doing her Coke jingle. Swingers for Coke, that's thinly veiled, don't you think? A thinly veiled innuendo. But it was lovely. After that, we heard the Raincoats doing Lola, cover of the Kinks classic. And then the Pastels doing Nothing to Be Done from Sittin' Pretty. Great album. Then we heard High Places from their new album, Visions the First. The song is called Visions the First, and the album is self-titled. It's a great, great first album. They're really good live, too. Catch them if you can. And after that, we heard a WFMU favorite, John Mouse, doing My Whole World's Falling Apart from Love is Real. And after that, we heard the Feminine Complex doing Hide and Seek. The Feminine Complex, the all-girl psych band from Nashville, just blow me away every time I listen to them. It's somehow schmaltzy, somehow... Another innuendo-laden band that just doesn't hold back. Howling Like a Banshee. It's a great song. And then after that, we heard Morgan Fisher doing God Save the Queen, only it's called God Save the Lean and Pretty Bacon on this album. So silly. So the next song I'm going to play for you is to console you. You know, that John Mouse song, The World, My World is Falling Apart. You might be feeling that way with the crises that are happening these days with the stock market and the election and all that horrible stuff. But there are two things that America is good at. They are good at creating bands like Yola Tango and the Feelies. Those are my two examples of why you should love America, Yola Tango and the Feelies. They are doing a New Year's Eve concert at Wellmont's in Montclair, New Jersey. And it's going to be great. And this next song is by the Feelies. It's called Raised Eyebrows from their classic album Crazy Rhythms. Buy tickets to this concert. Tickets go on sale on the 18th of October. Don't miss it. And then I have to sign off. I have to bid you farewell. You're listening to WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope, and worldwide on the World Wide Web at WFMU.org. And this is the Feelies.
with Michael, then?
No, he's not.
You know, I'm getting a little discouraged about Mike.
Michael, please. Michael, I don't like this when you don't talk, Michael. Michael, you're making me very, very nervous.
Well, it's nice meeting you, Michael.
Michael, this is a very sophisticated operation.
Michael, I'm really sorry.
Michael, you're weird.
Come on, Mike, admit it. You're a little uneasy yourself.
Michael, watch out.
Mike's world.
Arthur, Mike has done some very good work for us.
Mike, I just spent an hour with him. He's brilliant. It's like playing chess with Spassky. I mean, he's always three moves ahead of you.
Mike, do you like your job?
Mike? Mike was a hero.
Why? Because he was killed?
I happen to find Mike's predicament interesting.
Michael, do you think maybe you overreacted to Sanjay's piece?
Who is it?
It's Mike! Oh, Mike!
Mike?
Mike!
Mike?
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 Yeah!
Hey, Mike, I think you're great.
You can smile. You've got everything that your heart thought that love would bring. Though it wasn't much fun when we disagreed. You can forget about that. You can forget about that. Though it seems it will be so long to have love back. Since I've acted wrong, we could have it all back if you'd only say. You can forget about that. You can forget about that.
Just a little things between us, though we feel the same. We can't let them come between us if we do remain.
Gather, gather.
Come between us if we're to remain
together. Together, you can smile. You've got everything that your heart thought that love would bring. Though it wasn't much fun when we disagreed. You can forget about that. You can forget about that. You can forget.
This is Todd Afonik Todd. You're listening to Michael Shelley on WFMU. Pow, pow, pow!
She stands by the lights at the foot of the audience. Smile on her face, just taking in her every glance. She loves the way they love her. She loves the way they love her. And she smiles. She loves every sweet.
Good morning, folks. I have a super gigantic show for you today, and I mean it. I know I say that every week, but this week I mean it. I'm being sincere. First of all, I'll get to the big news last. Well, it's all big news, though. Dennis Lambert joins me today, singer, songwriter, producer, a guy whose work I think every single person listening has heard. In fact, I guarantee it. Well, unless you're a baby or something like that. That's coming up later in the show. Fast Freddy will talk to us about who passed away in the world of rock and roll. We'll spend 1 minute with Scott Schindler, but also, I believe I've got an interview with a presidential candidate. That's all I'm going to say. I've been working on it. It's not 100% confirmed, but I believe around 10:30 we should hear on the telephone from an actual presidential candidate. And I think that's a first for WFMU. Anyway, I'm quite looking forward to it. It's Michael Shelley. I'll be cramming number one hits in the nooks and crannies. So don't touch that dial. How about a number one hit? This is sort of like our credit market. If I'm going to sink, might as well go to the bottom. It's Leb Brentson on FMU.